Well, then, why don't we have a complete understanding of the Mayan language, then?
We just haven't taken the college courses yet.
Hello, and welcome to the 18th episode of Between the Pixels. I'm Jared.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Brian.
I'm Dylan.
Damn it, Dylan.
You can't say, and I'm Brian. That's the last person says that.
I like it like that. So, like, it's, and I'm Brian, but I'm Dylan.
Guys, I'm here, too. Please don't forget about me.
Dylan didn't even switch it up. He wasn't like, and I'm Dylan. He just, yeah, I'm Dylan.
He's always just Dylan.
Hey, Brian. Brian, what have you been playing?
Not Xbox.
Hey, we're not there yet.
Whoa,
pump the brakes on this conversation. We'll just do it everything out of order. Hey, we can do things out of order if you want, this podcast, see how things go.
Do we do the outro?
Yeah, let's do the outro first.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. We talked about insert topic here today, and, well, let us know what you think of that.
Follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe, comment, and vote.
We're the podcast for Pixel Perfect. PixelPerfectMag.com is the URL. That's all I got. No, there's a lot of house cleaning, or there's a lot of stuff going on at Pixel Perfect right now. We just had a NFL Blitz review go out, so if you're an old school fan or a new school fan, or you're just curious about NFL Blitz, how it is today now that...
Somewhat worse, actually, because you can't hit each other after the play's over, so that's a very big
negative
for me.
And where's the fun in that?
Exactly. It's not even a Blitz game to me.
That's like the whole point. That's why I loved NHL Hits back in like 02 and 03.
Well, our EIC, Justin Brennis, had some pretty positive things to say about it, so check out that review.
Justin wrote this article, and the only comment that he got was three words, no late hits.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, that would be my biggest gripe, too. I mean, I don't think I could give it... I mean, he gave it like an 8.75 out of 10, and I could not do that just for that simple fact.
Yeah, okay. That's... I don't know. That seems like a little extreme.
I know. That's extreme. That's extreme.
That doesn't seem like that ruins the whole entire... I mean, I understand that's what Blitz is all about, going crazy, crushing people, you know, before and after...
It doesn't have that arcadey feel, though. I mean, I didn't play it.
We haven't played it, so we don't know. Maybe
I haven't played either. It doesn't look like it does, as like it used to. You know, EA messed it up.
They often do that.
They probably wanted to make it more like Madden.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna do an update.
I don't think they wanted to make it more like Madden. I doubt that because they have Madden to make it more like Madden. Because Madden's Madden, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, well, Madden did terrible this year, so.
So they just made it again with NFL Blitz.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, well, we don't know what NFL Blitz is like because none of us have played it yet, but Devin hates it because it has no after hits.
I actually was thinking about buying it, too. I mean, I think it's like maybe I think it's $15 on XBLA, so I might pick it up.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
I don't know. I might.
You can play co-op, I think.
Oh, word?
Co-op what? Through the campaign?
I'll pick that up and I'll play with you.
Yeah, I think you can play co-op. Yeah, you pass it. To the receivers and stuff.
Oh, you pass the ball in football? What's that?
Yeah.
Good lord.
Speaking of football, Justin also had a review go up for Kung Fu High Impact, which is a Kinect game, which he had to say very good things about it, both in the review and on last week's big game of the year, end of the year podcast. If you haven't listened to that, you need to listen to that. We have 7 people on one podcast. It's crazy. But that's it. Other house cleaning? I don't know. News
I'm
every day.
I'm popular now, since my article was linked to from a Eurogamer article that was written in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, I forgot. That's the most important news of the week. We got sourced from
Eurogamer. It's not even that big of a deal, really, but it's kind of cool.
It's awesome, because Eurogamer is a pretty big website in Europe.
Yeah, they're pretty prestigious.
Now, it was only the Czechoslovakian arm of the website, but still, it's attached to Eurogamer, so that's pretty awesome. And they sourced us in Devin's Epic Mickey 2 news, whatever that was about. I didn't read it.
Probably Epic Mickey too.
It was just a rumor that I wrote about, and they linked to it in their article that was probably 3 to 4 sentences long. They linked to that one, and I think God of War 4 rumors. So that was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, what I'm saying is Pixel Perfect is now more popular.
Yeah, we're famous.
Oh yeah.
We're rich. And the only thing we have left is every week we're playing a new indie game. This week we played, well, like the past 3 weeks, we've played Cave Story Plus. So we'll talk about that today, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on with video games that you're playing, people?
I'm playing a whole crap ton of XCOM UFO Defense again. Don't know why I decided to...
Are you getting prepared for the two XCOM games that are coming out this year?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I was totally aware of that. Yeah.
Well, there is two games coming out this year for XCOM.
Yeah, one's a first-person shooter from 2K Games, and then... who's making the other one? Well, the other one's supposed to be an actual faithful real-time strategy game.
Yeah.
Or not. I guess it's just a strategy game.
I would play the first-person shooter because I don't really like real-time strategy. Well, that's not true. I'd rather play the first-person shooter, though. I'll try that one out.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I saw some little blurbs on it, and it sounded pretty cool.
Which one?
On the shooter.
Yeah, no, I want to play both. I've never really gotten into the old XCOM games, even though I own them all. I haven't really played them much. So, Brian, what brings you back to the past?
I got really bored, and I wanted to spend some money, and went on Steam and saw it was cheap.
How many XCOM games are there?
A lot.
Right now?
Like 30.
I feel like that's inaccurate. Like, extremely inaccurate. Just saying.
I don't know if I believe that.
They made two every year for the past 30 years.
Which adds up to 30.
Exactly.
There's so many of them, they're probably similar. So, I mean, you bought the same one that you were playing before? Like, last
year?
Yeah,
on Jared's borrowed Steam account.
You're supposed to be able to share your Steam account.
What?
You shouldn't share your Steam account.
I did. So get over it.
Are you going to call the, shit, I used to know the acronym, whatever. Forget it.
Are you going to call the, it's not Subway.
Domino's? No.
Ryan, have you been playing anything else? Or do you have anything to say about XCOM?
It's actually kind of interesting. You guys haven't played it?
Really? That's the best you got?
I like it a lot.
It's kind of frustrating because shooting involves 100% luck and like 0.5% of skill.
100% luck?
Really? They made that game to involve 100%
luck. So that's
luck.
The most difficult game of all time.
That is really difficult.
Like Ninja Gaiden ain't got nothing on this.
No, like the shooting part. Like,
is it because you can't figure it out? Is that why you think it's luck?
I don't know the correct distance and angle algorithms to shooting at it, but it's basically I see an alien, I click the shoot button.
Angle algorithms?
And it automatically targets the thing and it shoots at it a couple times and then I miss like almost every time. It's kind of like a I'm trying to think of a game that would be like that. Like any RTS where you click on it and then the unit you're using goes through the attack action. And whether it hits or misses are kind of dependent on luck. Except I just don't seem to be lucky ever. And I ended up like using like 6 or 7 different guys or shooting at this alien and every one of them misses.
So you just die a lot?
So are you progressing at all in this game?
Yeah.
Only if he's lucky.
Now I'm confused.
How do you progress without killing stuff?
I don't know. If I'm right next to it, sometimes I'll hit him. Which is...
That sounds terrible.
How are you addicted to this game, Brian, if you keep failing?
I mean, it's the hits are not 0%. It's like maybe 25, but...
He enjoys the punishment.
So you're progressing at an extremely slow pace.
I just throw a lot of grenades. I just eventually gave up and started stocking on punk grenades.
So you're playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It's... After you get to a certain point, weapons get a bit more accurate, but even then it's like, ugh. I miss that, really. Because there are certain points where, like, this person is supposed to be trained in a semi-elite commando versus aliens, and he can't shoot someone at, like, 30, 40 yards with a laser pistol. Really?
Why don't you explain the gameplay a little bit to people that haven't played it?
Ow.
Why don't you hurt yourself for people who are listening?
Apparently the gameplay is really painfully
Put
bad.
Put your katanas away, Brian.
Just swinging them around. During the podcast, you just raise them up in the air, swinging them. Ah! My parents are probably wondering why I'm yelling. My roommates. Nothing roommates, I'm fine.
Gameplay, basically, You start out in the geoscape mode, which is basically a picture of the world. You set up your base, and they start you out with some basic things. So you have 3 ships, a transport, and 2 attack things. And when you're out in the geoscape mode, you wait for a UFO to appear. You send your fighter jets out to shoot down the craft. When you shoot down the craft, then you send your trooper transport with all your troops in it to go to the crash site to go kill the aliens so you can recover the technology of the aliens that are attacking the Earth. And then when you actually manage to hit them, you kill all the aliens, you win. The it's turn-based, and it's basically like you move your units, and then you tell the computer that you're done with your turn, and then it goes.
Oh, that's what turn-based is.
It's kind of cool because you got like equip screens. You can kind of get into details. Every single unit has randomly generated stats. So if you get someone that's a little bit better aiming, targeting is a lot less punishing. And you get certain units that are just completely useless, so you can send them out to scout the area. Because when you start out, the map is...
Are they actually useless, or you just don't like them?
I wouldn't go so far as to say they're actually completely useless, because having scouts is very, very useful. And people that can die without you caring, that you can just send them out to go die, so you can get an idea where the aliens are and the enemies are on the map.
I mean, that's pretty much the point of a scout anyway.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's based on time units, so you know, shooting takes, you know, XYZ time units. Moving so far takes so many time units, things like that.
Dylan, have you ever played this game?
I have not. I've read a good bit about it. It sounded pretty cool. Like, the thing that intrigued me most about it was the whole, like, alien technology thing. Like, you get to, like, recover and, like, reverse engineer alien technology, and that sounded really cool to me.
Yeah, that's the battlescape part when you do that. You recover the alien technology, and then you get to research it.
Yeah.
And after you research it, then you can use it. And there's certain things you can do. You can try to capture aliens alive with, like, sun bombs and cattle prods. There's a couple things that there's, like, the geoscape mode, which is a world map thing. You can build more bases, which helps you find more UFOs. And in turn, the more you take down and the more you protect the world, the more funding you get from other countries. And the main way you lose the game is you're out of money, is you can't maintain your base and everything else. And then you just can't do anything.
Like, literally, you can't do anything?
The whole game just freezes.
No, at the end of the month, if you didn't do good enough at least to maintain your base, the game pretty much ends, I think.
Like, it really ends, or is there, like, a way to get money back?
That's how you lose, and one of the main things you do if you're doing bad is you want to start selling whatever you can get before the end of the month, so you can pay the bills.
So it's basically a rent simulator.
Yeah, I was gonna say, a rent simulator with aliens. So basically you're telling me next time I go to pay rent, I should try to backwards engineer some alien technology.
And sell it. I mean, if you can sell some alien technology, I'm sure you'll be able to pay rent this month. It's cool, though, because after you capture the alien technology, you can start trying to make some of it, or make your own versions of it. You get, like, flying suit armor things, which are fun.
Flying suit armor things?
Yeah, like, you get, like, a jetpack suit.
You get steel shooter thing whatever.
Basically, you're basically the Rocketeer with a gun.
Describe every option in the options screen.
you have...
What kind of resolution options are there?
Humongous and humongous.
And pretty big.
So, have you been playing anything else besides XCOM?
Yes, Zendonia, that iPhone Android game.
That's not a real game. Stop making shit up.
Shut your mouth, Brian.
Power Rangers Mutations, which is on the iOS system.
Is that really?
No, I just made that up.
Oh. I got all excited. Yeah! Power Rangers.
No, it's like a legit RPG. It feels a lot like Secret of Mana.
Oh, nice. I love Secret of Mana.
Except you have to play it on a cell phone, which sucks.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
Although, when you think about it, like, hack and slash, like Zelda camera-style RPGs wouldn't be too bad on a phone, actually. Like, you know, just allocate the joystick to the bottom left corner of the screen, have a couple attack buttons, that kind of thing.
That's basically how it goes, yeah. I mean, the control's not terrible, but it certainly does feel like a cell phone game on an often occasion. But there's a storyline that's... I mean, as interesting as you can really expect from a game like this, maybe a little bit more interesting than you can expect. You know, there's a level system. It's fun. I paid for it. I only paid like a dollar for it, so I don't.
Wait a minute, an RPG with a leveling system?
Are there graphics?
That's absurd.
You paid for it? What?
It has colored graphics and everything.
Cool. So,
I was just thinking about the whole options thing. Did anybody miss cheat codes?
Yes.
Not really. I don't at all.
Not really.
Brian, yes! I want to beat every game.
Where do you stand, Devin?
Where do I stand?
Do you miss them or not?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes. It just depends. I'd like to mess around with it once in a while, but I would never use it like to actually beat a game for my first time.
Like, I actually had this conversation with someone at work recently, and I had to actually sit there and think about it, but, like, you know, pretty much all I ever used the cheat codes for was to, you know, Grand Theft Auto, everyone uses the spawn a tank cheat code, stuff like that, and, like, I work so much, and I have so little time to beat the games that I already own, why would I want to spend more time just, you know, jerking around in them? Like, I'd rather just beat the game and then play another game because I have so many games I'm trying to play.
Right.
So I just don't really have time for cheat codes.
Yeah. I guess it was a little different when you were a kid and you didn't have all these games stacked up waiting for you to play.
Yeah, you had, like, the one game that you got for Christmas and then, like, you know, another game you were going to buy with your Christmas money, and that lasted you for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Whereas these days, it's like, all right, what's coming out this Tuesday?
But, you know, I definitely agree. But the games that I've cheated on, or that I've used cheat codes, I guess you could say. The games that I've been unfaithful to.
You're not in a romantic relationship here, Jerry. Come on.
It's like that Skyrim's really pissed right now because you're playing all these indie games.
The games that I've used cheat codes on, I can probably count on one hand, counting all the way back from when I started gaming, because using cheat codes and stuff, there's never really been any interesting cheat codes that I would want to use. Which cheat codes are, I don't know, they just copy-paste like the same cheat codes from every game.
Yeah, like, the only game in history that I can think of where I've routinely used cheat codes was NBA Jam. And that was just so you could play as, like, Bill Clinton and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that stuff was cool.
Yeah, that
was
awesome.
Well, there was, for the PS1, there was Die Hard Trilogy.
No one played that. Okay.
He just gets quiet. Oh.
I'm gonna say, crap.
I rather enjoyed that game.
Well, that makes one person. What were some of the cool cheat codes in that bad game?
There was some fun stuff. Every car you could turn into a UFO. It was just kind of cool. There was different
things. Man, Brian, you and UFOs.
Seriously.
What? Just because I mentioned, you know, that wasn't even what I played the most, because it was a driving part of the game, and I didn't like that. There was another one for the, was a third-person shooter type game, that when you shot your enemies, they would float up, which was kind of cool. Instead of, like, falling and dying, they just, like, start floating up.
Like, rather than cheat codes, I really like the stuff that, like, Halo does with the skulls and everything. Like, I don't think there was a single time I played through Halo 2 and did not have the Grunt Birthday Party skull on, just because it was so entertaining.
I've never done any of that stuff.
I really just like the Grunt Birthday skull.
I mean, to be honest, there's nothing, like, even that stuff, I could care less about any of the Halo campaigns, but there's really, once I finish a game, unless the game's really amazing, there's none of that stuff makes me want to play the game again. It's like, oh crap, I unlocked this thing, better go play this game again, or I want to play through this whole game just so I can use this cheat code. I've never felt that way about any game. Now, some people use cheat codes to finish a game, and if they want to do that, I don't care. Play however you want. But cheat codes seem pointless anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, if anything, the skulls and stuff like that in Halo, that's fine. I mean, those things are kind of cool, I guess, if you like.
See,
to
I like
keep
that more
through.
Because, like, the cheat codes are pretty much just a way to, you know, play the game in a way that was not really intended by the developers, so I feel like you're not really getting the actual experience that you should from the game. But stuff like the skulls in Halo, especially in Halo 3, when, like, you could turn on skulls that made the game harder for you, and then you could do, like, the points mode in the game, like the score attack or whatever it was, and, like, yeah, there were some achievements attached to that, and, like, you could make it so the enemies had, like, absurdly powerful shields, so it took, like, an entire clip just to take down their shield, and it really made the cooperative aspect of the game a lot more fun for me, because when I'm playing with three friends, and, like, the enemies have 2x health, and they've got insane shields, and they've got, like, they always dodge grenades and stuff, like, it made the game insanely difficult unless you're playing with a competent group of friends.
Yeah, but just to get those skulls, don't you have to already have played the game, or can you just pick those up? I don't know exactly how the skulls work completely.
You have to find them in the levels.
Yeah, I know you find them
throughout the course of the game, but then once you have them, you can turn them on whenever you want. And I mean, the campaigns in Halo were, like, since they were really the only good co-op games for a very long time, I found myself playing through those a lot with my roommates, and so we would just turn on the skulls and have some fun.
Now, that's not really cheating.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the idea of a cheat code as it is kind of dead, to be honest, but, like, stuff like that alters the gameplay like cheat codes used to, that I like.
There's no game sharks or anything anymore. We're done. We're past that stage.
You know what I love? I love when... You know, do you guys know about the action replay?
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing. Like, I get people coming into my store all the time being like, oh, you know, my kid wants the action replay. And then what I tell them is, well, just so you know, about 30% of people that I sell the action replay to come back with critical hardware failures on their DS. So,
wow.
Yeah. Seriously, like, I've had so many people come be like, yeah, you know, the action replay, I used it and now my DS doesn't work anymore. It's pretty much just like you insert the action replay into the cartridge slot on your DS, and then you insert the cartridge game into the action replay, and it works exactly like a Game Shark used to, except apparently they didn't program it very well.
You said it's a critical hardware failure?
Yeah, the system itself dies.
There's a problem there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, is it every single child that buys the system from you?
No, it's about 30%. Like, I don't sell it to people anymore. Well, I mean, I do sell it to people, but I warn them about it, and most people don't end up wanting it, which they do appreciate. So what it boils down to is I don't think that many people could be... Because it's not like the system doesn't read games anymore. It just doesn't turn on anymore. It doesn't work anymore. Like, it causes some kind of weird hardware failure.
Jared, what have you been playing?
Yeah, Jared.
I've been playing a few different things, but...
Skyrim.
Let's see. No, actually, no Skyrim this week.
Oh, you cheating on Skyrim?
Yeah, for no reason at all, I bought Battlefield 1943.
Nice.
Just because... I mean, I loved Battlefield 1942. I loved Battlefield 2. I haven't really played much Battlefield 3, and Battlefield 2142 was horrible. So I just decided to download Battlefield 1943 on Xbox Live Marketplace. And I've been playing that off and on a little bit. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's a very dumbed-down version of Battlefield, but it's still pretty fun. I mean, you still get your little Battlefield fix. But again, you're playing... The biggest problem, I guess, is... I mean, yeah, it's dumbed down, but also you're playing with a bunch of console players, and console players have been so conditioned to play games like Halo and Call of Duty and not really play them, unless you have, like, a group of people that you can actually talk to and, you know, a group of people that you actually know. Everyone just kind of runs around and does their own things. Everyone's just sprinting and, quick, we got to run to this next point and we got to shoot these people and just keep running. And
I feel like people tend to be better in Battlefield than other console shooters, though, because, like, it's absolutely true. Like, when Call of Duty first started getting big, everyone started playing it like they played Halo. And then when Call of Duty became the, you know, standard repository of knowledge for gaming, or for shooters at least, every other shooter that was on the market, people would just play like Call of Duty. Like, people were trying to play SOCOM like Call of Duty. People were trying to play Gears of War like Call of Duty. And it didn't work because that's not how the game's programmed. But I have found that Battlefield players tend to be Battlefield players. Like, they'll play the game tactically. They'll play with the squad. They'll use the vehicles properly. They won't, you know, pull a Halo and drive off a cliff, you know?
Which Battlefield are you referring to?
Battlefield Bad Company 2, for one. But Battlefield 3, I've noticed it a little bit, too.
I haven't played a lot of Bad Company 2, so maybe that's a big difference. But
well, I feel like most people started playing with Bad Company 2, because, like, people play Bad Company and then word got around that, oh, hey, there's a game out there that's not Call of Duty. And then, you know, Bad Company 2 comes out and everyone loved it that I've talked to. And then Battlefield 3 comes out and a lot of people bought it expecting it to be Call of Duty. And by now, most of the Call of Duty players have been weeded out of Battlefield 3. So it's just the people that legitimately want to play that kind of game.
That's good, because I played Battlefield 1942, obviously, on PC, and Battlefield 2 on PC, and I guess it's just a different environment. Well, I mean, it certainly is a different environment on PC, but it seems like you get much more serious players. I mean, probably there's some people who adapt, you know, early adapters that play it for a little bit and then quit, and then there's a long-time players who play it very seriously, but it always felt like when I jumped into a game on the PC... Everyone was, for the most part, playing seriously. I mean, you had people who were goofing off and people who didn't know what they were doing. But for the most part, people were playing it like a Battlefield game and not like Counter-Strike or Call of Duty or anything else. But with 1943 on a console, that's all it feels like. I just feel like I'm running around with a bunch of idiots who don't know anything better. They play for themselves instead of the team. And I mean, I'm still having fun with it, but it is annoying.
Oh, boy. That sucks. Do you have your mic plugged in and everything to, like, hear if anybody's talking about anything, or if they're just, like, little kids screaming about them getting killed and having their teammates not around?
Pretty much no one talks. It's mostly either someone left their mic on and they're talking to someone else, or they have music playing, or you hear echoing of the actual game they're playing.
Oh my
god,
that annoys the crap out of me. Just turn the freaking volume down. There's no way you get that loud.
Console gaming, just so terrible online. I've had such terrible experience right lately. I hate it.
Console gaming, unless you're playing with people you know, I feel like right. I hate it.
Competitive is just annoying nowadays.
But other than that,